From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A last-minute merger deal that might have rescued the struggling Enron Corporation collapsed today. Enron's crosstown rival, Dynegy, announced that it was terminating the merger talks after Enron's debt rating was downgraded to junk status. Enron, a company recently ranked in the Fortune 500's top 10, now stands on the brink of bankruptcy.
At the beginning of this year, a share in Enron was worth just over $84, and the company held a dominant position in the energy trading business. Today, shares in the company slipped below a dollar to close at about 63 cents. It is one of the most stunning collapses in U.S. corporate history. Investors, and that includes many company employees, are out tens of billions of dollars. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
When things were going well at Enron, no one was happier than employees who owned a lot of the company's stock. Mrs. Gay Lee, whose husband is a manager at the Houston-based energy trading firm, says at one point her husband's retirement plan had over $1 million invested in Enron.
Yes, we put 100% into Enron stock. They continued to say, even in June, third quarter earnings were going to be great, this, that, you know, and the other. And we felt very comfortable at that point, but we didn't know, you know, what exactly was going on.
Enron ended up suffering a huge loss in the third quarter, more than $600 million. But 6 months ago, Enron was still valued at around $50 a share. And it was still possible to believe the company might recover. The Lees, who live in Woodlands, Texas, had seen their retirement savings plummet, but they wanted to believe things would turn out okay.
When they're predicting at $120, sure, why not go ahead and put 100% in for, say, 6 months to a year? And we've been with the company from the beginning. That's why we believed in the company. That's why we, you know, we did what we did.
Tens of thousands of current and former Enron employees have now lost much of the money they'd saved. Some, like the Lees, have seen their savings wiped out, along with their plans for an early retirement.
As most families do, you sit down and you have a guideline kind of what you're going to do with your life and how you predict things are going to go, and then it's just shot, you know, it's just shot.
There are three class action lawsuits against Enron alleging the company misled employees. The suits all claim corporate officers at Enron were aware of potential problems that could affect the company's stock price, but failed to warn employees. Lynn Sarko with the Seattle law firm of Keller Rohrbach represents the Lees.
The company is required to make sure that the information it provides its employees about those investment options are true and accurate, and it is important that the company, in choosing investment options, chooses a prudent investment option and one that properly informs the employee as to the risk level.
Enron did none of these things, according to the suits filed on behalf of retirement fund participants. Even if employees had been willing to give up on Enron by selling their battered shares, there was a period where even that was impossible. For 3 weeks, starting in late October, the company's 401k plan was frozen while it changed plan administrators. Company officials say the change had been in the works for over a year and couldn't be postponed. During the freeze, Enron's stock went from $15 a share to $9 a share. Washington, D.C. attorney Eli Gottesdiener has also filed a class action suit on behalf of Enron employees.
They essentially committed fraud on the market, including fraud on their employees, to whom they owed the highest duty known to law, the fiduciary duty. So the Enron case is an egregious case of an employer loading people up with company stock when they knew, or at least should have known, that it was an imprudent investment.
In addition to the class action lawsuits against Enron, securities regulators are also looking at other irregularities at the company. The SEC is investigating several limited partnerships set up and run by the company's former chief financial officer. Those partnerships produced tremendous losses for Enron and were the biggest factor in the company's spectacular demise. The SEC's case will depend largely on whether regulators can prove Enron sought to deliberately mislead investors and whether the company broke any laws when it came to the way it ran its energy trading business. In the case of the class action lawsuits, a federal judge will decide whether to allow those cases to proceed. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.